Are you tired, worn out, maybe burned on religion? Listen to this invitation from Jesus in Matthew chapter 11. Come to me, get away with me, and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. That's Matthew 11, 28 through 29. Welcome to the DCC Weekly Guided Practice, where we practice keeping company with Jesus. We believe that as we explore and participate in the life of Jesus, we become a healing presence in the world. And so today we're going to keep company with Jesus through the practice of guided meditation and introspection, specifically around the topics of bitterness and forgiveness. Guided meditation is a method where we use mindfulness and attentiveness and ask questions to form mental pictures and elicit imagery that will help us to contemplate what God might have in store for us. As we listen to the words of Scripture and the questions that follow, we pay attention to the movements of the Spirit within us. We notice what stirs up and stands out. We practice trusting that the God of the universe resides in us and is guiding us. We listen with the ear of the heart. Today, we will especially be mindful and focused around the topics of bitterness, anger, forgiveness, and what comes to mind when we allow ourselves to pay attention to those feelings, experiences, and emotions. But before we really get into that, I want to invite you to take a deep breath and begin to cultivate stillness within. Become aware of God's presence with you. God who is good, who loves you, and is so tender toward you. I want to invite you to let his tenderness wash over you as we prepare for our time together. With all that's expected of us right now, we don't often have moments of silence. Relish this moment and let it permeate throughout. If other thoughts come up about what you're doing next or what else is on your schedule or what's happening in the next room over, without judgment, let those thoughts come and then let them go as easily as they came. We know that God's word has plenty to say about anger and bitterness. We hear it in these words in Proverbs 14:29. Anyone who is patient has great understanding, but anyone who gets angry quickly shows how foolish they are. Or in Ephesians 4:31, get rid of all hard feelings, anger, and rage. Stop all fighting and lying. Don't have anything to do with any kind of hatred. Or in James 1:19, my dear brothers and sisters, pay attention to what I say. Everyone should be quick to listen, but they should be slow to speak. They should be slow to get angry. It's been said that bitterness is anger that has matured and that all anger starts in hurt. So in order to cut out the roots of bitterness, we must first pay attention to our anger and our hurt. Bitterness can taint and ruin anything in its vicinity. In certain ways, it can be treated like a weed that needs to be rooted out. So, I would invite you to think about this last week. Think about all that has transpired and try to turn your attention towards something that has made you angry or bitter this week. For the sake of our exercise, let's assume that the one that comes to mind right away is the one we need to be mindful of. Or if there's a recurring source of anger in your life, turn your attention there now. Take a moment to consider or create an anger inventory, if you will. No judgment, just noticing and listening for yourself the moments of anger within the last week. Identify the source of those feelings and the situation that surrounded it. When you consider what made you angry, is there unresolved pain or hurt that needs to be healed? Consider that now. What can your anger tell you about what pain needs attention? Is there a wound that needs mending and care? Be gentle with yourself as you consider what's hurting in you and your life at the moment. It could be a relationship or lack thereof, or conflict or unmet expectations, or disappointment or loneliness. It can be tempting to default to our numbness, since wounds and hurt are tender places to be. Is there an area where you are numbing pain that needs attention? The other side of that coin is feeling so emotionally raw and tender that you feel everything because the pain or hurt you are experiencing. Take a moment to consider if that is the effect your bitterness is having on you. Scholars have said that ultimately the only remedy for anger, bitterness, and the pain that causes it is forgiveness. Forgiveness can be a long road and can take years to reach. With that in mind, is there someone or something that needs your forgiveness today? What healing could come from that forgiveness? What invitation are you feeling towards forgiveness? Are you being invited into any next steps within the next week or so to pursue forgiveness for yourself or to give it away freely to someone in your life? I encourage you to allow this experience to stay with you as you move into the rest of your day and your week. Pay attention, stay curious, and ask the Spirit to illuminate and reveal areas of anger and bitterness, and to invite in forgiveness and healing. God, thank you for allowing us to delight in your presence today and to spend time with you. Thank you for being a perfect example of forgiveness and grace towards us. Cultivate in us that same forgiveness and grace as we get curious about the anger and bitterness that is presenting in our lives. Be the salve we need to heal whatever pain and hurt is still within us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, before you head back into your schedule for the day, I would encourage you to journal or process in conversation with Jesus what you just experienced. Allow your time together to be rich and healing and comforting. And now, let me pray this blessing over you. May you, my brothers and sisters, have the awareness to name what pain is causing anger within you. And may you experience the true healing that comes from knowing that you are beloved and cherished by God just as you are today. Peace be with you.